It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hey, welcome to this week's edition of the show. Of course, I'm your host, Scotty Myers. Thanks for tuning us in. Sorry it's been a little sporadic lately. We're going to try to get back on schedule. Maybe not over the holidays, but definitely by the new year. I promise you that. We may even break some things up and do some different stuff. I'm mulling some things over. I'll let you know once I make firm decisions. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media. The Scotty Myers Show on Facebook and Instagram and at Scotty Myers on Twitter. And of course, my website, ScottyMyersMedia.com. So we're going to dive right into a bunch of geeky stuff. There's been a ton since we've last talked. And normally, you know, we cover some Marvel, some Star Wars, some DC, stuff like that. I want to start with video games this week. The Video Game Awards took place and they dropped a bunch of trailers on us. And some of which we'll talk about later. But there's two that I really wanted to get into. First was the Halo live action trailer, and it's not giving away much of the story, which if you played Halo, you kind of know the story. And I'm still not sure, like when you watch the trailer, they're showing all these human characters. I'm still not sure exactly who they are all going to be and how they're all going to play out. But man, Master Chief looks great. It looks like ripped right out of the video game. You know, normally we criticize when video games are adapted because for whatever reason, it seems like they can't get the look right. And they have totally gotten the look right with Master Chief. The feel of the trailer still has that Halo feel to it. Super, super excited. It's a Paramount Plus deal. Of course, they're crushing it right now with Yellowstone and things like that. So Halo looks to be their next success. I would be shocked if the Halo show doesn't do well based on the trailer. The other big trailer was one that was pretty anticipated, actually, because the movie was a surprise hit. I shouldn't say surprise hit. I think it was always going to do well, but definitely not do as well as it did. And that was Sonic the Hedgehog, especially after the backlash when we first saw Sonic and just how bad he looked. And then they fixed him and he looked great and the movie was just a boatload of fun. And then we got our first look at Sonic 2, which brings a few more of the Sonic family to the screen. Jim Carrey's back as Eggman, Dr. Eggman, and he looks more like the video game version. Still a very slimmed down version, but still, he's got the mustache and everything. And we see Tails in the trailer. And we also see Knuckles, and Knuckles looks great. Knuckles is my favorite Sonic character, so I'm very excited that he's making the jump to the big screen, voiced by Idris Elba. The trailer looks like it has the same feel as the first movie. It looks like super kind of family-friendly, but at the same time super fun and enjoyable and lighthearted, and it still looks like Jim Carrey is just chewing up scenery every chance he gets. He has taken every scene like it's a three-course meal and just chowing down on it and just chewing and chewing and chewing like tough steak. But it's enjoyable. I love his portrayal of Eggman. So over the top and outlandish that it's beyond entertaining. So really, really looking forward to Sonic 2. And if you haven't checked out either of those trailers yet, do check them out online. I'll throw them up on our socials and have a look. Because they're really cool. Let's switch gears. Get into the Marvel stuff now, shall we? Of course, a lot of Marvel headlines right now being dominated by Spider-Man No Way Home, which opens next week? This week? Yeah. And depending on when you listen to this, I guess. And they put the first minute of the movie online because they needed more hype for whatever reason. I don't know why they did it. I haven't even clicked on it yet, but they did put the first minute online. When they put the pre-sale for tickets, it crashed movie theater websites. It took me forever to get my ticket, but I did manage to score one. So keep your eyes open on our YouTube channel, Scotty Myers Show on YouTube, because after the movie on Thursday night, I will have a In the Car movie review. Just my first initial thoughts on Spider-Man No Way Home. So I'm looking forward to it, though. I really am. I know, you know, if you listen to the show, I definitely lean more DC, but I am curious to see what they're going to do with, you know, this multiverse in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and how it's going to play out. So I'm very curious to see how they do this, especially since DC is doing the same thing with the Flash movie. I feel bad a little bit for DC here because if they hadn't gone through like three directors for The Flash, we already would have had The Flash. So, and they would have beat them to the multiverse. But whatever. We'll see how Spidey handles it coming up a little later on. Speaking of the multiverse, we had that Marvel What If animated show, and one of the standouts happened in the first episode, Captain Carter. People loved her. Rightfully so. She was fantastic. It's one of the best episodes of the season. And Marvel teases a Captain Carter series. They released a little, I guess, poster, which was just her shield. And it said, reporting for duty, March 2022. Now, I don't know if that will be more What If that maybe that's just season two of What If. They have said that she will be part of the second season of What If. Or maybe Marvel is going full steam ahead on a Captain Carter series, which I would be okay with. You know, that would be very, very cool. Haley Atwell, who portrayed Peggy Carter in the movies and voiced her in the What If episode, is still on board to voice her some more and maybe do some more live action stuff with her as well. She said she loves the character and is kind of tied to her. So a lot of continuity there for Peggy Carter. Again, I hope it's a full-on series for Captain Carter. I think it'd be great. Great way for Marvel to branch out. Now that they're going multiverse, we can do stuff like this. Shang-Chi sequel confirmed. No shocker there. The movie did exceptionally well. I still haven't seen it. I want to. It's on Disney Plus now. It's streaming. I know I have very few excuses. I had to make a choice the other night. I had some time to watch a flick, and I sat there and I looked at Shang-Chi, and Jungle Cruise was there as well, and I picked Jungle Cruise. Some may say that was a mistake. I enjoyed the hell out of Jungle Cruise. Had very much vibes of the first Pirates of the Caribbean, and I loved all the nods to the bad jokes on the ride and stuff like that. So I enjoyed it. I don't feel like I made a bad decision, but I'm looking forward to seeing Shang-Chi at some point. Also, they said there's a Disney Plus series on the way, and that's rumored to be a comedy, which does make me a tad concerned. You know it. If you listen to the show, you know I feel Marvel leans way too much into the jokes and one-liners, and I feel like they're shoehorned in. Now, depending on the character they use for this Disney Plus series that's brought to you by the same director as Shang-Chi, not sure if it's spinning out of Shang-Chi or maybe they're doing a whole different character. If it suits the character, fine. Go comedy, right? Like, it definitely would suit a bunch of different Marvel characters that are a tad more lighthearted. I mean, even Spider-Man, right? Like, cracks one-liners and the jokes and stuff like that. So it all depends on the character. If they fit comedy, go for it. If they don't force it. Just let the characters be the characters. And speaking of guys being the character, Charlie Cox, we knew he was coming back. It was a kind of a rumor that was out there forever that he was coming back. Now, Kevin Feige has confirmed that he will be the MCU Daredevil. Now there's some questions as to whether or not the Daredevil show from Netflix is canon or not for the MCU. Those questions are up, and if we will see Daredevil in No Way Home, Charlie Cox is supposedly there, at least as Matt Murdock, but we don't know if we'll see suited up Daredevil there. I dug his performance of Daredevil. I'm glad they're looping him in to the MCU. I wasn't the hugest fan of the show overall. I thought every season had its moments, but every season also could have been a movie. That was my thing. I just felt the show dragged a lot, but loved his performance, and I'm excited to see him as the Man Without Fear a bit longer. Switching over to Star Wars, some interesting Star Wars news. So Rogue Squadron, the movie that Patty Jenkins, director of Wonder Woman, was going to do, we know that movie was delayed, and that kind of opened up the door for Wonder Woman 3 to kind of kickstart into production a little bit earlier than anticipated. We now find out that Rogue Squadron was delayed over creative differences. So, not sure who has an issue with the creative, but I think Patty was writing Rogue Squadron as well. So, maybe some folks at Marvel/Lucasfilm Disney/Lucasfilm were not super keen with what she was doing, the story she was telling. So, we'll see where that goes. But as of now, the movie is still a go, just delayed over creative differences. I could see this movie getting shelved. I really could. You know, Patty Jenkins is an in-demand director right now. She has a great eye for shooting action sequences and stuff like that. She's definitely going to, you know, make a third Wonder Woman movie. There's possibilities out there, and there's been rumors that Warner Brothers wants her to do more in the DC film world. So I could see Rogue Squadron either being scrapped or Patty Jenkins just being pulled off of it and them going with another director. I could see that happening. Hopefully I'm wrong, because I'd love to see what she would do in the Star Wars galaxy, but I think this delay in creative differences is not a great start for that partnership. So we'll see where it goes from here. Speaking of things that have been scrapped, remember they announced the Disney Plus show Rangers of the New Republic? Yeah, that's not going to happen. They pulled the plug on that. They scrapped it kind of quietly, really. They didn't make a huge announcement. It was just like, oh yeah, that thing we told you we were going to do, we're not going to do it anymore. Nah. And I really think this all spins out of the Gina Carano firing. I think they never said this. They never confirmed it. But I do feel like that was going to be the Cara Dune show, right? People dug the character in The Mandalorian. Obviously, the Rangers of the New Republic, things we haven't seen before, so lots of stories to tell there. And you have one that people like in Cara Dune and Gina Carano's portrayal of her. And then, you know, Gina's made her statements on Twitter and how she felt about the pandemic and certain rules about the pandemic, and that got her fired from Lucasfilm. I kind of feel like she's paid the price. Like, if other actors can say things and do things and get a comeback out of it, her statements were outlandish and not really defensible. But at the same time, like, I don't know, I'm a believer in second chances. And I think maybe it's time for Gina to get one. And if she screws that up, then yeah, turf her and that's it. But, you know, that would be my thought on it. And especially when you had a whole show hinging on her. People like the character. I think it's a mistake if you can't figure something out with her. Maybe she just doesn't want to apologize. Maybe they've had that conversation, but that's my thoughts on it. So it's a bummer. That's one less Star Wars show we have to look forward to. Kathleen Kennedy, the head of Lucasfilm, someone asked her if they had any more plans for the sequel trilogy characters, you know, like Rey and Finn and Poe Dameron and stuff like that. And she says there are plans for those characters. She didn't really elaborate what those plans were, when we would even see those characters again. But she said Lucasfilm and the writers and everybody have thought about what to do with, you know, Rey, BB-8, all those characters we met in the sequel trilogy, that for a lot of people was their first characters. You know, you think about a bunch of kids that went to see the sequel trilogy and that was their introduction to Star Wars. Those are their Luke and Leia and Han. You know, and I know there's some old school Star Wars fans that are probably shaking their head at that, but it's true. You know, it's the same as I know kids that saw when the Phantom Menace came out that didn't hate Jar Jar because they didn't have a preset thought on what Star Wars should be. So for people that have issues with, you know, Kylo Ren and all those characters, you know, it's kids don't have those issues. So, of course, they're going to want to see more stories involving those characters. So it'd be great to find out what those are, although we have no blessed idea or any idea when we will see those characters again. But I'm on board. Listen, show me some more stories of, you know, Rey doing what she's doing or you know, any of those characters. I thought they all had good stories. I thought they definitely could have explored some of their backstories a little bit more, especially like Poe and things like that. But if the door is open to do that, by all means, please go do it. Speaking of shows for Disney Plus, there's one coming called The Acolyte. We don't know a whole lot about it, except that it's probably focusing on the Sith, and they have cast their first person. Amandla Stenberg, who was in The Hunger Games, is joining The Acolyte. Don't know exactly what she's going to be in that show, if she is the Acolyte, not 100% sure, but it's nice to see that show taking shape. It's quickly becoming my most anticipated of the Star Wars shows that really haven't started production yet. So obviously Obi-Wan is my most anticipated. But when I think about a show more focused on the Sith and maybe Sith traditions and Sith lore, that intrigues me. That really kind of gets my gears going, makes me think I want a big bag of popcorn and to watch it all. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for this one. Hopefully this one doesn't get scrapped. You know, don't pull a Rangers of the New Republic on this one. This is what's going to happen, though, like when I mention, you know, Rangers of the New Republic getting scrapped, and I say hopefully this one doesn't get scrapped. As these companies race for content, and they're all doing it, Marvel, Star Wars, DC, Paramount with certain things, all these streaming services just like racing to get content out there, they're going to make a shit ton of announcements that never come to light. Because, and they're not making them, I would hope they're not doing like a shell game, just a bait and switch going, oh, we're going to make this and never have the intention to do it. But I think they're just, they want to keep people subscribed to these streaming services. So they're going to say, we're making all this shit. And then, you know, sometimes projects don't come together and you have to cancel them. But I think right now, we live in such a world of the announcement is almost more important than the product. And so I think they're going to announce almost anything that they're thinking of doing with 90% of it coming through. And there's going to be the few that get canceled, whether they get canceled during production, pre-production, or whatever. But just keep in mind, until the cameras are rolling and we get a trailer, don't take anything for granted. From the Video Game Awards, I said there was a couple other trailers that we were going to hit on. One was a Star Wars Eclipse game trailer. Now, this game had leaked a little while ago. It was the one that was being made with Quantic Dream, a really great game development studio. And we don't know a whole lot about this game. The only thing we kind of do know is that a lot of stuff that Quantic has done before was PlayStation exclusive. This one won't be. It's multi-platform. They gave a really nice cinematic trailer. They say it's set during the High Republic era. It's an intricately branching action-adventure game that can be experienced in many ways and puts the destinies of multiple playable characters in your hands. That is all we know. There was definitely some interesting things in the trailer. But if we break it down a little bit, we did see some cool shit. If you are a fan of the Clone Wars and that you recognized one character right away, you get to see Cad Bane, a really cool bounty hunter, and nice to see him being going to be part of this game. You see what looks to be a younger Yoda. So, you know, because he's so old, he can be there during the High Republic era. And so that's kind of our only couple of known characters. There's a droid that looks very much like 3PO, but definitely isn't 3PO. We saw some Jedis battling. Maybe it's training. Maybe it's a disagreement. We don't know. Lots of landscapes, lots of space battles. The return of the Nemodians, who were, you know, they headed up the Trade Federation in the Phantom Menace. So we see those leading to, there's these big gray-looking humanoid aliens banging on drums, and they're obviously summoning someone. So as the eclipse happens in the trailer, these gray humanoids stop drumming, and this thing kind of comes up out of the tar. This character, another humanoid-looking character, so we don't know exactly who that is. But there was lots in the trailer, just not a lot about where it's going. So it's definitely a game to keep an eye on whenever it finally does come out, because we don't have a release date yet. It's early in development, so it won't be for a little while. Switching over to DC, production has wrapped on Aquaman 2. Jason Momoa was saying that he had a blast filming this one. It's definitely more mature than the first Aquaman. Don't know exactly what that means, but it should be good to know that Aquaman 2 wrapped. Maybe that means we might be able to get a trailer, I don't want to say for the Batman in March, but maybe following that, shortly after the Batman. It'd be great if they could get a trailer, though, in front of the Batman. And we'll talk about the Batman in just a second. Zack Snyder's Justice League was deemed the most discussed film of 2021, according to Twitter, where I would say, no shit, Sherlock. My God, you see the hashtags Restore the Snyderverse all the time. Most of the time just shitting on whatever DC is doing now. And it's so frustrating. As a DC fan and a fan of Zack's, I think he makes great movies. I say this all the time. But it's so frustrating when DC makes an announcement or, you know, flashes out a trailer and the replies are just nothing but shitting on it, whether it looks good or not. And just, oh, this is nothing, just restore the Snyderverse. Like, I mean, even the League of Super Pets trailer, people were like, we're getting this garbage and not, you know, Zack Snyder's Justice League 2. And it's like, yeah, this is a kid's movie. It's not garbage. It's a kid's movie, a movie for kids. Something Zack doesn't do. You have to cater to more than one audience. So anyway, but it was definitely the most talked about film of 2021 on Twitter, if not the entire internets. Speaking of animated movies from DC, we're getting a Metal Men animated film, which works really well for those characters. Like, you get a guy like Mercury, who's basically like the liquid metal Terminator. It suits much better for animated, and they're kind of goofy and silly. So that should work out really well. And they can make that animated for adults, and I think it would work. I don't know if it's going to be kid-based animated or adult-based, but either way, I think it would work. Switching over to the Game Awards again, we got news on a Wonder Woman game. Didn't know this one was in development. For all the rumors that come out about DC games, right? Like, there's a Superman game coming from the same people that made Arkham Knights. We've been hearing that one for 10 plus years. There's an Injustice 3 coming, which I think is coming, but still, that rumor's floating around out there. And then under the radar, under it all, there's a Wonder Woman game on the way. The trailer didn't show us much, just a little bit of Wonder Woman, whipping her lasso around, but piqued my interest. I will say that. It definitely piqued my interest. Speaking of the Batman, as I said earlier, so apparently Warner Brothers has been test screening two cuts of the movie, and apparently they have now settled on which version they like the most, but that these cuts, basically the two big differences is one does feature, the other doesn't feature a certain actor, which also would mean a certain character. Now, I don't want to get into it too much because I don't want to spoil anything. Let's just say it's a pretty big Batman villain. Not Condiment King. That would be great, but it's not Condiment King. So, we'll see which cut Warner Brothers releases. But they did test screen both, and word is now that they have their winner on which one will be hitting theaters. I kind of hope it's the one with the character, I hope, but we shall see when the Batman does hit theaters March 4th. So it's not that far away now. I just want to see this damn movie. And finally, we got a new trailer for Peacemaker, the HBO Max show. This one, a much longer trailer. And I got to say, I'm super, super stoked for this show. I always thought it looked fun. This trailer really gives it, they hinted at it in other trailers, kind of the heart that they were adding to the character. This one really, really fleshes that out a little bit. It's almost like you can see the actions of Peacemaker in Suicide Squad carrying over into this movie and having an effect on him mentally. Really kind of cool take on superhero stuff if we start getting into how their actions live with them, right? It was always one of my favorite Batman stories when he fails. He tries to save a kid and he can't. This kid ends up drowning because he's just too exhausted after fighting for hours and trying to save people. And that makes him question himself. And then he turns to Venom. It gets a little wonky, this story. But I loved the concept of the story. Like, what, you know, these heroes, when we read these stories and if they were real people, basically, like if we took Batman as a real dude, he's out every night fighting crime, beating people up, stopping murders, stopping robberies, you name it, he's there doing it. He can't stop them all. So to explore the after effects of his deeds and that kind of looks like where they're going with Peacemaker, it's an interesting road to go down, and I think it's fertile ground because it's not covered a lot in superhero movies, superhero TV shows, even in the comics. They'll touch on it, but it's not really super delved into a lot. There are exceptions to that, I know. But it makes me a bit more excited for the series, and it's going to make John Cena flex his acting chops a little bit. And in the trailer, I got to say, didn't look too shabby. Didn't look too shabby. And of course, it's coming from James Gunn, so it still has all the requisite silliness as well. So it's definitely not going to be a boring show. It will debut on HBO Max January 13th. As someone living in Canada that can't get HBO Max, I am imploring Crave, who has a deal with HBO Max, please get this day one. Because they didn't get Titans day one. They don't get Doom Patrol day one. Oh, they got the Sex and the City thing day one. Don't worry about that. They got that for day one. But not the DC shows so far. So I'm telling you, somebody at Crave that listens to this, do what you got to do. We need the Peacemaker in Canada, day one, January 13th. Happens to be my birthday, so that can be my gift from Crave to me. Okay? Nah, I'm done begging. Thank you so much for spending time with me this week. We will chat again very, very soon. Again, don't forget, check out the YouTube channel, The Scotty Mars Show, on Thursday night. We will have an in-the-car, instant, spoiler-free reaction to Spider-Man No Way Home. And then until we chat again here on the podcast, have a great week.